Okay, good evening, everyone. Chodesh. Last night we began discussing halachas of tochein, grinding on Shabbos or reducing the size of items, and we basically said that if you're dealing with fruits or vegetables, they grow from the ground. If you want to cut them up for Shabbos into a salad or the like, you should attempt to do so only samach to the suda. Do so when you're preparing for the suda, when you're ready to prepare, and then start eating right away. Or if it's not for a suda, if it's just you want to, you want to eat a salad, prepare it right before you're ready to eat it. And at the same time, don't cut the pieces into as small sizes as you normally would. Make sure to leave the pieces a little bit larger than you would typically. The tomatoes a little bit larger than tomato than you normally cut tomatoes, and the onions a little bit larger than you normally cut the onions, etc. We also said when it comes to things that don't grow from the ground, cheese, eggs, fish, meat, these do not have restrictions of tochen. You're allowed to chop them up as finely as you want, and it doesn't have to be samach l'suda. The only thing we said is not to use a specialized type of keli. Use a very just a simple knife, fork, spoon, something like that. Don't use any specialized chopping or grinding device. Okay, what I want to move on to now is the question about things like bananas, avocados, things which, when they are mashed, they don't break apart into multiple pieces, but becomes basically a mush of the same thing. Let's talk about a banana. That's really the case that the poskim are discussing. The person is it permissible for one to mash a banana on Shabbos to serve or to eat on Shabbos? So this is a very big machlokes with the two the two main poskim who express very clearly their opinions here are the Chazon Ish and Hagaon Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Chazon Ish writes in his sefer that mashing a banana is a problem of tochein on Shabbos, and he has certain rayas from Shas that mashing a banana is usher just like chopping up a cucumber or whatever it may be. It's an isser of tochein, and one can't do it. He only allows it with a certain form of a shinoi, doing it in unusual fashion, as we'll talk about, Hashem. But he says it is within the regular Isser of Tochei. Rav Moshe directly addresses the Chazon Ish, and he addresses the rayas that he brings, and he disagrees very strongly. And he says that there is no, really, he understands there is no Isser of Tochei whatsoever on a banana. One would be allowed to mash it to serve it on Shabbos. At the end of the day, meaning at the end of what he writes, he says, look, since the Chazon Ish is machmer, but the Chazon Ish himself allows you to do it with the shinoi, although Rav Moshe questions the Chazon Ish. According to his understanding, he doesn't really understand why a shinoi should be good enough. Usually a shinoi just reduces something from being an Isser Torah to being an Isser Derabanan. So if the Chazon Ish holds this as an Isser Torah, why does he even allow with a shinoi? But in any case, Rav Moshe says, look, I really hold it's mutter. But if you could do it with the shinoi, which as the Chazon Ish says, so do it. If that'll serve your purposes, it'll make it sufficiently mashed up for the purpose of whoever needs it. If it's for a child, it'll be enough for the child. So do it that way. Why might as well be yotzi the Chazon Ish's shita if you can just as easily. So the shinoi is used. Don't use a regular the front of a fork, you know, the prongs of the fork. Use the handle of the fork, or the Chazon Ish writes, use the handle of a spoon. So a number of posts can write about this, say, well, if you're using a spoon is not a very convenient tool for mashing altogether. And it could be the handle is even more convenient to use than than the regular part, the front part of the spoon. So some taka write like that. When you use a shino, you either use the handle of a fork or you could use a spoon. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you could use a regular spoon. You don't even have to use the back of the spoon. You know, the handle, you could use the front part of the spoon because that's, if anything, that's maybe more of a shinoi. So something that it would be agreed upon by all would be the back, would be the handle of a fork. If you use the, of course, the fork, clearly the prongs are the easier way to do it, the more routine way to do it. So on Shabbos, bottom line, if you want to mash up a banana or an avocado, for use on Shabbos. So many poskim say it's okay to do, but specifically you should make an effort to do it with a shinui. Use the back, the handle of a fork to mash it up, if that works. As I said, according to Rav Moshe, if that doesn't work for whatever reason and you need it, you'd be allowed to do it in the conventional way with the front of the fork. Okay, now there's also a discussion about other fruits which or vegetables which have been cooked so that they're soft. So Post can say, well, just the fact that they're softer than they were raw, that does not automatically allow tochein. For example, a potato. If you cook the potato before Shabbos, but it's cooked into a normal way, it still could be very well maintaining its shape, and it requires real effort to chop it up, to mash it up. And a potato is worse than a banana. The whole shiloh we had before was by a banana, something which doesn't go into pieces. It ends up being a mush. A potato does. And a potato, if you start breaking it apart, even after it's been cooked, it'll break into clumps, into pieces. So that is for sure a shiloh of tochin. That is for sure a question, an issue of tochin. So as I'm saying, even though it's been cooked already and it's softer than it was raw, that's not a heter. But if it's been thoroughly cooked, a potato or something else, which has been cooked to the extent where it's barely holding its shape, it just takes a little bit of pressure and the whole thing starts falling apart. It's really very thoroughly cooked and no real mashing is required, just a small amount of pressure, then that would be okay. Or for that matter, a fruit which is part of it is so soft, or the whole fruit is so soft now, whether through cooking or through natural means, it's so soft that it practically doesn't even come. And you pull one end of it, you'll probably only get half of the fruit in your hand, and the other half is going to stay behind because it is so soft. It's not maintaining a firm texture, a firm position, so that you could also mash up further. But as I said, if it's holding, it's still in good shape and it still requires real work to break it apart, the fact that it's softer than normal, even through cooking, would not on its own be a heter. One other very important concept in tochein is that although there is an isser of tochein, as we've said, but there is a rule that says ein tochein achar tochein, which means once something was already ground up into small particles, even if later they clump together, or even they're molded together, they're formed together, or baked together, it is not usher to once again grind it up or crumble up. For example, a piece of bread or challah or matzah, it came from flour. Flour and water, which was mixed together into a dough and baked, and you end up with your bread. So it is mutter on Shabbos to crumble it back up, even into very small pieces, because it started out as tiny pieces of flour. So that's called ein tochein achar tochein, meaning there is no issue, there is no iser of being tochein something which was already tochun, and you're just redoing it. So that applies to most baked things, like I mentioned, and also cookies and cakes and the like. It also is relevant in the case of a medicine pill. If somebody, it's a pill which a person is allowed to take on Shabbos for a chola or a particular need that a person would be allowed to use on Shabbos, and they wanted to cut the pill up, even if they say wanted to break, cut it into a few small pieces, it's mutter to do that because a medicine pill was originally small particles of whatever the medication is, whatever it is, which were then formed together into a pill. So it's mutter, the poskim say it's mutter to cut it back up into small pieces if necessary. And for that matter, let's say you have sugar or salt which clumped together and you want to break it apart back into the small particles of granules, particles of sugar or salt, it is mutter to do it. It is not mutter to grind it up more, like sugar. Even a granule of sugar has a certain size to it. So if the small pieces get stuck together, you could break them apart into the size that they were. But you can't say, well, once I'm doing this, I could just grind it down. No, you can't grind it into, you can't pulverize it. You can't make it into powder. If it was, it wasn't powder, it was a sugar pieces. So you could only reduce it back to the state it was in. So that is mutter to do as the rule of ein tochein achar tochein. Okay. This covers a lot of the main primary halachas of tochein that are relevant. Well, I'm not sure yet tomorrow if we'll continue with this, maybe some more nekudas and tochein or move on to something else. But in any case, just as a reminder, so beginning tomorrow, Bez Hashem, this year will be continuing Bez Hashem, but at a different meeting ID. The meeting ID as of tomorrow is 773-983-9701. There is a flyer which may have gone out already or will be going out, which has the information. But once again, it's 773-983-9701. And the password remains the same, Shabbos, Shabbos, as it's been till now. Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Very nice. You know.